CME Group moves crypto futures and options to 24/7 trading. CME Group, the largest derivatives exchange in the world, moved its cryptocurrency futures and options to continuous 24/7 trading. The expanded schedule went live Friday, May 29, 2026, and the first full week of round-the-clock activity is now underway, according to CME's own announcement and reporting from Bitcoin Magazine and Watcher Guru. Until now, CME's crypto contracts followed the same Sunday-to-Friday rhythm as its equity and commodity products. They closed for the weekend while spot Bitcoin kept moving on exchanges that never sleep. That mismatch created one of the most watched quirks in the market, the CME gap. The end of the weekend gap, because CME futures stopped trading over the weekend while spot prices did not, Bitcoin would routinely reopen Monday at a different level than where CME closed Friday. The blank space on the chart between the two prints became known as the CME gap, and a generation of traders built playbooks around the idea that price tends to drift back to fill it. Continuous trading removes the mechanism that created those gaps in the first place. Futures and options now track weekend moves in real time on CME Globex, the exchange's electronic platform, with only a brief weekly maintenance window for system upkeep. A weekend sell-off or rally no longer waits until Monday to register on the regulated tape. That changes the texture of the chart, not the direction of the market. The gap fill thesis was always a pattern, not a guarantee, and plenty of gaps went unfilled for weeks. What disappears is a structural artifact of the trading calendar, not a fundamental driver of price. Coverage across the major assets. The 24/7 schedule applies to CME's suite of crypto futures and options linked to Bitcoin, Ether, Solana, XRP, and Avalanche. CME also added Bitcoin volatility futures to the lineup, a product that lets traders take a position on the 30-day implied volatility of Bitcoin without betting on price direction. The early numbers were modest but real. Over the inaugural weekend, more than 7,200 cryptocurrency futures and options contracts changed hands, worth roughly $50 million in notional value, with participation from both retail and institutional firms. For a brand new weekend session at a regulated venue, that is a working market rather than an empty room. Tim McCourt, CME's global head of equities, FX, and alternative products, framed the move around client demand. "By offering continuous liquidity over the weekend, we are meeting client demand and bridging the gap between traditional regulated venues and the 24/7 nature of crypto assets," he said in the company's statement. Closing the gap with crypto-native venues. For most of the past decade, the line between traditional finance and crypto was partly a line about time. Crypto-native exchanges like Binance, Coinbase, and Kraken ran every hour of every day. Regulated derivatives venues kept bankers' hours. An institution that wanted CFTC-regulated exposure had to accept that its hedge went dark every weekend while the underlying asset stayed live. That asymmetry pushed weekend risk management toward offshore or crypto-native platforms, even for desks that preferred a regulated counterparty. CME closing its weekend means a large block of regulated open interest can now be adjusted whenever news breaks, not just when the traditional session reopens. The timing matters for risk. Crypto's sharpest moves have a habit of landing on weekends and holidays, when liquidity is thin, and there was previously no regulated venue to hedge into. As of June 1, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $71,440, down about 7.6% on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 31, or FEAR. In a jittery tape like that, the ability to adjust a hedge on a Saturday is not a convenience. It is a real reduction in gap risk. Implications beyond the futures pit a regulated exchange running crypto markets the same way crypto-native platforms do is another step in treating digital assets as a normal, always-on asset class rather than a special case bolted onto a weekday system. It follows a broader pattern of traditional infrastructure adopting crypto's operating assumptions, from clearing to custody to settlement. The practical reach is wider than the futures desk. Continuous regulated price discovery over the weekend gives funds, market makers, and structured product issuers a cleaner reference rate at all hours, which feeds into how derivatives, treasury balances, and even some stablecoin-denominated products are priced and hedged. The more the regulated market mirrors the 24/7 reality of the underlying, the fewer seams there are for volatility to slip through. For everyday holders, the direct effect is small. Most people are not trading CME contracts. The second-order effect is that as institutional plumbing gets closer to always-on, the price feeds and hedging that sit behind exchanges, lenders, and card programs get a little more robust against weekend shocks.